And now,
we present to you
Seriously Ignorant News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
S-I-N. Seriously Ignorant News.
Catch Damon this weekend in Chicago at Jokes and Notes for shows on Friday and Saturday. Tickets available at jokesandnotes.com. This show will sell out. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a bad hair day that went really wrong. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a side piece with great seats. So, you know, I know y'all saw the meme.
Laugh if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You talking about Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, yeah. And that angle of that shot, I watched it a couple times.
She was
with a guy. Uh-huh. And he wouldn't be stupid enough to give a side piece that seat. Trust me.
Oh, my God.
A side piece do not get great seats because you want them to sit down somewhere, like in the back. Like in the dark, like in the mezzanine. A side piece is in the upper balcony.
That was Steph's side piece?
No, it was not.
Hey, that's not what he said.
Whose side piece was it?
But it looked like it could have been. That was the meme. Yeah. You know, you put your side piece way in the back, not even in the opera seats. The actual way her seats, all the way up. Mm-hmm. No one can see her. She's all the way up.
But yeah, he had to explain it when he got home.
He still had to explain.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely. All right, check it out. About a year ago, a dispute took place that's been boiling over since then, right? Now, it culminated with a bunch of guys armed with bats and machetes and a handgun. Now, they came through the streets. They were destroying property, including a car, Alfa Romeo, on their way to confront their rivals about this issue. They broke glasses and smashed windows of this barbershop. All of this because a year prior, one of them had got a bad haircut. A year ago, six guys in the UK, they caused about 1,600 pounds or maybe around $2,200 US, I don't know the math, to this barbershop. In fact, the people inside the barbershop, they had to pull down the metal shutters to protect the patrons, but that was only after one of them got his hand cut on glass and they scared the hell out of some kids. It was ridiculous. All this over a bad haircut a year ago. Now, I don't know how bad this haircut was because there's no pictures, but damn. It had to be pretty bad for them to hold a grudge for a year. And you go home and get your family and machetes and bats. But now, the guy who got the bad haircut is in jail. And where he's going to really have problems getting haircuts. Hell, he might even be doing hair. Seriously. As serious as a couple extra dollars when you're broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Nothing like you ever go in your pocket. Woo!
You find it.
Couple extra dollars. Hot little $7. Woo! I know y'all thinking. Yeah. I know y'all thinking way back, but just reminisce.
Last weekend.
No.
All right, this next story. Has anybody ever hated your boss?
No.
Of course not. Present company not included. Sorry, Tom. Have you ever hated a boss is what I meant to say, people.
Oh.
But y'all show answered quickly.
Thank you, Damon.
Yes, sir. Eric A. Cox of Sanford, Florida is not too fond of his boss. Cox, he goes by the nickname Pork Chop, by the way. And no, this is not us, okay? White guys. Mm-hmm. They say when Pork Chop arrived, his boss, Peter Bird, started yelling and cussing at each other. So Pork Chop claims he began to work on the construction site, working the dirt mover, and his boss kept yelling and cussing and threatening to beat him up. This is when Pork Chop says he accidentally hit the switch and dumped some dirt on the boss's leg when he was grabbing his keys. Now, lies. Witnesses say after Bird and Pork Chop argued, Pork Chop dumped a whole load on his boss's head. Then he dug up more dirt and dumped that on his boss, too, till the boss was waist deep in this dirt. Then Pork Chop got out and grabbed a metal level. I don't know if y'all have a level when you're trying to make sure things are straight. A metal one, and started whacking the boss upside the head.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, yes. And they say he was cursing and laughing while he was doing it. But it doesn't say, it does say one of the coworkers who was a witness called the 911, but it didn't say how long he took because he obviously watched him pour the dirt and whack the boss a few times before he called 911.
I'll get to it.
What? Yeah. Cool. Three more blows. Whack him. All right. We better make that call.
Okay, all right.
So now Pork Chop bust the boss head to require some stitches. Pork Chop's in jail. And he's also a legend on the job site. Serious. As serious as float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Actually,
we living in the glorious era. We saw Prince play guitar. We've seen Michael Jackson sing and dance. We saw Ali fight. May he rest in peace, man, and God bless the family. And we got to embrace the legends we have left. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, salute to you, Tom Joyner, because you are truly a radio legend. Seriously.
It's kind of creepy, man. Put me in a category with all these people who just died.
No, I said embrace the living.
Okay, you did. Still.